You are listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3. Welcome. You're listening to Wake Up with Tom Jones.
Yes, good morning, saints of God. It is time to wake up. And yes, the Lord does reign. And, you know, I was studying this morning for a couple hours, asking the Lord, you know, what to share with each and every one of you. And the Lord brought me to Mark chapter 10, verse 46. I'm sure you're each and every one of you are familiar with the story. It's blind Bartimaeus. He was blind physically, and he wanted to receive sight, and he knew Jesus was coming into town. So I want to take a moment to read these scriptures to you and expound on them a little bit to where we are today. Are you desperate for Jesus? Are you hungry for more of Jesus? You know, it's one thing to you can know the word, and I admire people that know the word. Don't get me wrong. But sometimes I feel like we have the word in the head, and we have to get it out of the head into the heart. And that's what will motivate us. The word will get us to do what Jesus told us to do, you know, to feed the poor, to look after the widows and the orphans, and to help the homeless. That's what we're called to do. All of us are called. You know, if you just keep the word and you know, look, I'm not a theologian here. You know, I'm just Tom. You know, am I the most qualified to be on each week? Nope. Nope, I'm not. And I admit it. Of all my ministry experience, years of being in the mission field, and attending Wayland Baptist University, am I the most qualified? Nope. And I know that. But the most willing. And that's what Jesus looks for, is your heart. So if we can get the word, you can read it. But if it stays in the heart, it's information. And we have to be careful with that, because if you keep it in the head and not the heart, you can become very religious. You can become very critical and cynical and to those around you. So I just want you to, as you read the word, you know, ask the Lord to help you with the word, get it from the head and apply it to the heart. And that's what Jesus looks for. You know, the willing heart that's willing. Were the disciples, were they willing? Yes, they were willing. When Jesus told them to drop their net, come follow me, I don't remember reading that they took their nets with them just for a backup plan, that just in case Jesus didn't come through. Jesus came through very well for those gentlemen. And so will he come through for you. And were they the most qualified? Nope, I don't believe so. Maybe they were. But they were willing to drop their nets and do what Jesus told him to do. What is it that Jesus is calling you to do? Are you desperate for him? Are you hungry for more of Jesus? And I want to share my heart on these issues today. You know, are we going to fall deeper in love with him? Not deeper in love with the things of the world. I'm not against things, but we need to have a quiet time and spend more time with him. I'm guilty too, and I'm doing my best to try to spend more time with him. And I'm just encouraging you to, as blind Bartimaeus cried out, he was desperate. He was desperate. And I want to share one thing before I read the story. Bartimaeus, although blind, saw by faith what the crowds did not see, that Jesus is the Son of David, the Messiah. The crowds didn't see that. They were desperate. They weren't desperate. He was. I've had many people share with me, you know, that you can't be desperate for something that you already have. You know, if you have Jesus, you shouldn't be desperate. But you know what? I wrestle with my flesh each and every day. As Paul said, we must decrease that Jesus can increase in our life. What does that mean? You know, it's just learning to deny the flesh. It's learning to have the Holy Spirit help us each and every day. As the word says, the steps of a righteous are ordered by him. They're not ordered by us. When you wake up, ask the Lord, what steps am I supposed to be walking in today? And he'll show you. He'll reveal it to you. Just have that willing heart and be open. You know, it's the heart. The head, I'll tell you what, you can keep a lot of stuff in the head. That's information. You know, your head will tell you don't give. Your heart will tell you to give. The mind will say, you know, it's my time. It's not your time. I can't be bothered. You know, but the heart will tell you otherwise. So we need to listen to the heart. So what we wrestle with the most is learning, as the Holy Spirit can teach us, is to die to ourselves on a daily basis. The Holy Spirit, show us what things that we need to get rid of in our life. We need to become more Christ-like. More caring, more loving, instead of more hateful. Have you ever seen a day that a time that we live in, and I call it this upside down world that we're living in. It's totally upside down. You know, we want more stuff. We want more yachts. We want more mansions. We want more things. And I'm not downing people that live in mansions. I I'm not at all. But don't get caught up. You know, don't get caught up with things. Get caught up with Jesus. There's nothing wrong. The word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He wants you to have nice things, and I'm not against them. But I think sometimes we fall more in love with stuff and things than we do Jesus. Yes, that's true. Yes, that's true. I think I really feel that we're in a time that we are so saturated with material things, and it sidetracks us. It pulls us away from Christ. You know, we've fallen in deeper in love with, you know, our bank accounts, our stock. Everybody's worried about the stock market lately, and, you know, our eyes are fixed on that. You know, me too. You know, I'm guilty. But our eyes need to be fixed on Jesus, who says, perfect peace, who's his, whose mind is stayed on him. Not the things of the world. You can't take it with you. You know, and we just think, you know, we got to get this big home and a bigger home. And, you know, we don't need a bigger home. I feel we are building our house and not building God's house. And we have to be careful there. And that's scriptural. You know, we're too busy building our house that we're not, you know, helping God's house and the things of God on this earth while we're here. We have to be careful there, you know, that we don't get caught up in the world and become like the world. The word scriptures tell us, be in the world, but be not of it. And I believe as we read this morning about blind Bartimaeus, he was very desperate. He was desperate. And so let's go there. It's Mark chapter 10, verse 46. Blind Bartimaeus receives his sight. And he was physically blind. They came to Jericho. And this is, verse 46 of Mark chapter 10, verse 46. Then they came to Jericho, and Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city. A blind man, Bartimaeus, this is the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. When he heard that Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Verse 48, many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. He shouted all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and said, this is Jesus speaking, call him. So they called to the blind man, cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you. Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. And this is Jesus speaking. Verse 31, just this is Jesus speaking. He said, what do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked him. The blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see. And then verse 52 says, and Jesus said, go, said Jesus, your faith has healed you. Immediately he received his sight, followed Jesus along the road. Whew, this is pretty powerful, y'all. This is pretty powerful. You know, he was blind, and he was so excited to hear that the son of David, the Messiah, was coming. And he was so desperate. And in his desperation, the Lord heard him and said, bring that man to me. He was shouting out, son of David, have mercy. My question to you all, are you crying out, son of David, have mercy? And the crowds are telling you, you know, you can't do it. You can't make it. Don't be quiet. Silence. That's interesting. You know, and some of the church people will tell you to be quiet. And I'm not picking on the church by no means. But I believe this day that we are living in, we're living in the end, you all. I'm not an expert in end-time prophecy by no means, but I know we're in the end. And we need to become like blind Bartimaeus. He was absolutely desperate for Jesus. Son of David, have mercy. And the crowd said, be quiet. They tried to calm him down. He wasn't going to calm down. He wanted to get near Jesus. And Jesus heard him in his desperation, "Son of David, have mercy," which captured Jesus' attention because he was desperate. Are you desperate today for more Jesus? Do you know him? Are you desperate for more stuff, more things, more money, more homes, more cars? Are you desperate for those things? Are you desperate for Jesus? And that's what my program's about. You know, I'm about encouraging the body of Christ to become desperate for more of him and ask the Holy Spirit for less of us, that we might increase, that decrease, that Jesus can increase in our lives. That's what my program's about. You know, am I the most qualified to be here? Nope, I'm not, and I admit it. You know, but I'm willing with my heart to share, to encourage you. If you meet me at church, you're going to find me finding people to encourage, because Hebrews 3:13 reminds us to encourage one another daily. What a day is still called today. Are you desperate? Are you desperate? Are you encouraging people? Are you discouraging people? You know, are you critical? Do you have a critical spirit? You need to lay that at the cross. You need to lay that critical spirit at the cross. Are you encouraging people? Are you desperate for more of him and less of you? And I include myself into this. You know, I include myself in this story. You know, a lot of people tell me things and I listen. You know, but you have to hear, you have to be who God wants you to be. I can't follow after Dr. J. Vernon McGee. He comes on, I believe, after me. He was very gifted in the Word of God, much more than me. And I have to be me. I have to be Tom. And you have to be you who God made you to be. And in your uniqueness, you know, God doesn't want two Toms. He doesn't want two Dr. J. Vernon McGee's. He only created you to be you. And in your uniqueness, just like blind Bartimaeus, he was unique. He was really unique. You know, as I quoted you earlier, Bartimaeus, although blind, saw faith that the crowds did not see. That Jesus was the Son of David, the Messiah. Did the crowd see that? Blind Bartimaeus sure didn't. He was, at that time, he couldn't see. But he had that faith that he knew that the Son of David was the Messiah, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the great I Am. Where are you today in your walk with Jesus? Where are you today? You know the Word, okay? What are you doing with the Word? You know, are you just sitting on it? You know? Are you just sitting on it? What are you doing? You know, love is not something you say. Love is something you do. You know, you can say, "God bless you, brother." And you know that brother's in need. What are you doing? You know that person needs a hug. What are you doing? You just stand there looking. You know, what are you doing with the Word that's in that the Lord's given you? That's he's putting in your heart, trying to put that in your heart so that can it become alive. And I believe blind Bartimaeus, he was desperate. He was desperate. "Son of David, have mercy. Son of David, have mercy." And you know what? That captured Jesus' attention. And he was drawn to that man. Are you desperate today? You desperate for more of him and less of you? You know, have we fallen in love with the kingdom and the stuff that we feel Jesus owes us? You know, "I want this and I want this." When the scriptures tell us, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Do we want more things on this earth that we're not taking with us? But are we called to be a blessing that he's called us to be? And he's calling each and every one of you to be a blessing. And I believe to wake up. To wake up. To hear his heart. And whatever is on his heart should be on your heart. His heart beats. People. 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 Yes, you get close enough to Jesus. When they gave me 2 days to live, and my doctor, Dr. Sean, years ago, and that night, I said, "Well, if I'm going to die, I might as well just," he said, "the hospital's homes at that time." He said, "You're going to die." I said, "Well, just if I'm going to die, I'm going to go home and die." And I heard the heartbeat. Yes, I smelled death. I tasted it. Many of you have heard my story before. And the second night these arms were wrapped around me. And I thought, well, I thought it was my wife saying goodbye. And I noticed, I said, who is this? And these arms are wrapped around me. And it wasn't my wife. And the Lord said, listen to my heart. You've been missing it. And his heart, my head went against his chest. And I heard his heart. It beats people. 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 It doesn't say money, 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 things, stuff, homes, stocks, cars, businesses. It beats people, people, people. The very thing Jesus went to that cross on Calvary to shed his precious blood, that you and I might have life and life more abundantly. Are you living that abundant life today? Are you? I challenge you. I challenge each and every one of you to fall deeper in love with Jesus, not deep, fall deeper in love with the things on this earth and fame and fortune and, you know, you want to have it, name it, claim it, all this nonsense. You know, if you want it, you can have it. No. The word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto thee. You just follow him. Follow him. Don't worry about this stuff. Don't worry about it. If you need a healing, cry out to him. You cry out to him. You know, does the word work? Yes, I believe the word works. And is there, you know, I believe the Lord can heal you. He's healed me, but it has to be his way, his time, not ours. But you become like blind Bartimaeus, and you become radical and desperate for Jesus, and you'll watch what he does for you. And I know God has a timing. We can't demand God to do something, but we can go to him and lay our sickness, our diseases, our issues, what we have in our life, and you lay it at his feet and watch what he'll do. Because people will tell you, you know, I've had many people tell me, you know, you can't do it. You can't make it, you know. Look, I know that, but I stay focused, and I keep my mind on Jesus. As the word, the scriptures tells us, perfect peace who says, whose mind is stayed on thee. His mind is stayed on thee, not on the stuff on this earth. I'm not downing stuff at all. I'm not. Don't get caught up with it. And don't become religious and keep the word in your head. You ask the Holy Spirit to take that word in your head and put it in your heart. Put it in your heart. And whatever the Lord tells you to do, the Holy Spirit prompts you to do something. You know, don't just think about it. You know what? Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Some of you might doubt my story. Some of you may think that these things don't happen. Well, I found it hard to believe myself. But it happened. Because I got caught up as a Christian. I was on Christian TV and thinking I had the world by the tail. This is prosperity. The ministry is prospering. The business was prospering. I thought, man, I've got everything. No, I didn't. You know, I needed more of him and less of me. And then my whole world came down when a gentleman took his car and plowed it into me. He died. He passed away. Thank goodness I didn't. And he wanted to take me along with him. He, from what I heard, he wanted to commit suicide, so he took his car and plowed it into the first person, I guess, he saw, and that was me. How sad. You know, how sad. But I'm here today to tell you that Jesus wants you to fall deeper in love with him more than ever. Take the word, and as you read the word, ask the Lord, hey, you know, help me with this. Let me get this to the heart. That I don't become just a hearer of the word. The scriptures tell us, don't be just a hearer of the word. You got to be a doer. You got to be a doer. You got to take what he tells you, the Holy Spirit puts on your heart, and you run with it. And I tell you what, you'll have a lot of naysayers come at you and tell you, you can't do it, you can't make it. I've had enough of those in my life. You know, I've moved on. I'm past that. You know, you can throw rocks at me if you want, your words, but I'm past it. You can't convince me. I know what Jesus has called me to do. I have to be Tom, and I can't be anyone else. I'm not going to be. And we're supposed to be unique for Jesus. And that's who I am. And if it turns you off, I'm you know, you go to Jesus with it. He's the one that prompted me to be on this radio program. He's the one that's called me. The word reminds us that the steps of a righteous are ordered by him, not you. Not other people, but he directs your steps. And my prayer is that you follow in the steps that he's establishing for you today, that you too become like blind Bartimaeus, that you're so desperate that when he comes into town, and he's in a, and Jesus is all around us all the time, you just need to be hungry and desperate for more of him and less of you, and cry out, Son of David, have mercy on me. Whatever you need, you just take it to Jesus. You know, I believe healing can come instantly. Sometimes it may be God's timing, you know, and he does use doctors and medicine to heal us. I'm not against all those things, not at all. First and foremost, I want him to help me decrease my flesh that wants to rise up. And I tell you, this flesh will rise up. It will. If you don't spend time with Jesus, you get out on the road and watch your flesh rise up. The people that drive today, or you go and have someone say something to you, and how do you respond back to that person, that brother or sister? How do you respond back to them when they've been critical to you? You know, just smile at them, love on them, and keep moving on. As the scriptures remind us and tell us, run the race with confidence, the race that is set before us. So I encourage you today to wake up. I encourage you to become more like blind Bartimaeus, that you're desperate to hear him. You're desperate to get close enough to him. You're desperate for more of him and less of you. And I tell you what, you'll never be the same again. You'll never be the same. And I just pray God will use you, because I believe we're all called to do something. I don't think we're all called to be by the sidelines. I really don't. I think we're all called. I don't think it's just the pastors and evangelists and whatever. I think we're all called. And I'm thankful for pastors, and I'm thankful for evangelists. But we're all called to do something. We're all called to stand up. We're all called to be his hands, his feet, his eyes, his mouth, and to do something. Don't be, again, as the scriptures tell us, don't be just a hear the word, but be a do it. Do something. Just do something, you know? Just do something. You know, be critical to another person. Encourage that person, you know? Encourage that brother. Encourage that sister. And that's something I like to do, because I've been beaten down most of my life. You can't make it. You can't do it. God can't use you. And if you listen to all that stuff, you'll just give up and sit down and won't do anything. The word says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You remember that. You get that in your heart, your spirit. You get that in your heart and see what the Lord will do with you. And if you need a healing, you need a touch by God, just go to him. If you need an encouraging word like David, encourage yourself. If no one's going to encourage you, you encourage yourself. And I tell you what, watch what the Lord will do for you. Well, my time's just about up. Boy, Danny, I don't know where this time goes. And I just want to let you all know that I do the best I can coming here each week. I've had a couple people that were critical to me, and I have to move past that. You know, we have to move past it. And we have to know in our spirit and in our heart what Jesus has called us to do. And be that light into the dark places that he's calling us to go into. And the naysayers, you're always going to have them. Blind Bartimaeus had him. He had him. The crowd told him, be quiet. You know, be quiet. And he wouldn't. He got louder all the more. You know, when a baby's hungry, what does a baby do? That baby cries even louder. Because it wants, what does that baby want? It wants food. Our food is the word of God. And you need to become desperate, more hungry for him than ever in these last days. And I tell you what, I pray the very best is yet to come for you, your family, that whatever you put your hands to, that he would bless. Remember, keep Israel in prayer and the peace of Israel. And until next week, God bless you richly and stay awake.
You've been listening to Wake Up, the radio broadcast brought to you by Tom Jones Ministries. Be with us again next Thursday at the same time for Wake Up with Tom Jones.